yesterday we were working through the Mishnah about tam and muad, and what generates a tam and what generates a muad. We had a machlokas in the Mishnah between Rabbi Huda and Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Huda believes that it takes 3 days, meaning that three separate days that have to be nikichot to create a muad, that having three nikichot by itself is not enough. And the same thing with a chazarat. To go from muad to tam, you also need three nikichot over 3 days in order to reverse your the animal being a muad. Rabbi Meir, on the other hand, believes that it's three times, not 3 days, but three times that generates a muad. And the reversal, the only thing that Rabbi Meir suggests is that it's playing with the tinokot, right, that if it's gentle enough and if it's rehabilitated enough that it plays with the children, then that's considered to be a tam. On the other hand, as Rashi points out over here, that it's not enough. Certainly, Rabbi Meir does not believe that if he reverses it three times, that would be enough. It would have to be over 3 days to be considered rehabilitated. Now, the Gemara just started with what was the reasoning of Rabbi Yehuda. We saw the machlokes between Abaye and Rava as the source of the Rabbi Yehuda's position. And the question about whether Abaye and Rava are really arguing or not, right? We saw that either Mashmot or Shim, that's simply the Jerusha, or the other possibility is that Abaye and Rava are actually arguing, and Abaye believes you need three nikichot, and only in the fourth nikichah will you be chayav, and Rava believes that you need two nikichot, and then on the third nikichah you would be chayav nezek shalem. That's what Rashi suggested. The other differential we saw possibly with Rava of Israel that the Tosfos brought down was the differential between whether you need a fourth day or a fourth time to become a mu'ad. So now Gemara is going to continue last line on the Chav Gimel Vet of what's Rabbi Meir's position. Rabbi Meir, my time. What's the reason behind Rabbi Meir's position? The Tanya, Amar Rabbi Meir richek negichotav chayav kirev negichotav lo koshikain. Meaning that to establish a chazaka, right, then the over a larger period of time that establishes a pattern of behavior, then certainly if one does it in a compressed form of time, that also establishes a behavior. So if over 3 days he can become a muad from goring three different times over 3 days, then certainly if he does it three times in 1 day, that's an indication of the type of behavior or the muad's behavior over here. We have it. That's not necessarily true. Zava tochiach, right? A zava will prove to us that that's not the case. Why should richa riota tmeah? If she has her sightings over a period of days, then she becomes tmeah. Hereby riota tehora. And on the other hand, if she has her sightings within a single period, then she will, right, not be tmeah. What's a zava? Here we're talking about a zava gedola. Right, in general, a nida, when she sees dam for the first time, she becomes what's called chileta nida. Right, then she's tamei for shivat yamim in a Torah. After that, shivat yamim is done. Right, then we have what's called the achadasera yamei zivah. Right, the 11 days of zivah. During that period, 11 days of zivah, a woman, if she has a sighting, is what's called shomeret yom keneged yom. For every day she has a sighting, she has to wait 1 day b'tahara. If she sees three consecutive days during her Yemei Zivah, she sees three consecutive days during her Yemei Zivah, then she becomes what's called a Zavah Gedolah. Zavah Gedolah has to wait Shiva Nikiim, has to wait 7 clean days plus bring a Korban. Now, the Zavah Gedolah can only be generated if she sees, she has sightings over 3 separate days. If she has 3 sightings on 1 day, that makes no difference, then she's only Shomeret Yom Keneged Yom. So you see here from a Zavah Gedolah, that despite the fact that over 3 days she will come to Me'ah, when you compress it down to 1 day, it doesn't help or it doesn't work at all. So how can you prove from here that a person, sure, over 3 days would have Nikichot, would make it to a Mu'ad, by compressing it down to 1 day, why should it work? Meaning that Zava Gedolah, he says, is a Gzeirat HaKatuv. Why? Because it says, Zot Yeh Tum'ato Bizov'o. Right, this is talking about a Zav, a male Zav. Right, a Zav has to have sightings, right? A Zav has sightings. If he has one sighting, he has equivalent to a Balkari, which means that he's tamei for the day, goes to the mikvah, he's tahor, and then after sunset. If he has 2 sightings, then he becomes a Zav that has to wait Shiva Nikiim, but does not have to bring a Korban. If he has 3 sightings, right, then he's a Zav with Shiva Nikiim, plus he has to bring a Korban. Now this Zav, right, if he has 3 sightings, does not matter if it's over 3 days or over 1 day. If he has it over 3 days, he has the sightings, or if he has 3 sightings on 1 day, he becomes a Zav. Right, so now, by Zav, it says, Vizotia tum ato bizovo. Takalua talakatubita Zav biriyot. Because the Pasuk mentions the word Zav twice and then three, it says tamei, and three times it says tamei. We know that through sightings it's enough to become tamei as a zav. You don't need days, just sightings. Ve'et hazava biyamim. And the zava requires days. Why? Because the word bezot is a mute. So only a zav is talui biri'ot. Only a zav is, right, conditioned on seeing, right, or sightings, number of sightings. Whereas the zav'a is conditioned on days. And it won't be enough that she has three sightings. It means three sightings over 3 days. So Gemara says, How do you know that the zot, the mute here, is coming to exclude a zav'a from ri'ot? Ema the mute zav miyamin. Why don't you say that in, with a zav in of itself, you could have a miyut, which is that a zav will only become tamei if he has 3 riyot, but he will not become tamei if he does it over 3 days. Why do you have to say the miyut has to do with zavah rather than zav? Mar says, Amar kurav, a zav et zovvo, the zachar un yikeva. Right, then the pasuk, there's a summary pasuk there in the parsha that says that a zav and a zavah, for zachar and a keva, are, there's a hekesh between them. Meki zachar and a keva. My nekeva biyamim, am zachar biyamim. Right, you have a hekesh, so if a woman can become tmeah over 3 days, then a zav can also become tmeah over 3 days. Right, says, alright, well, that's very good, but if, why, who says you have to go in that direction? The lekish, nekeva le zachar, do it the other way around. If a male, a zav, can have become tmeah through riyot, let a zavah also become tmeah through riyot. Ma zachar b'riyot, af nekeva b'riyot. Why do you have to exclude the zavah? Ha, miyet rachmanah. The Torah says, bezot. And that's a mute. So when it says, umaraita, right, why do you, now we have one mute, and we have a reboy through a hekesh. How do you know what to exclude, and how do you know what to include? That's when it says, nistabra koi biriyot mima'et riyot. It makes sense that the pasuk that's speaking about sightings should exclude sightings. Right, so that kaiot mima'et yamim, that it's talking about riyot, and now it should come and exclude yamim, meaning that the zav, is tamei when he has 3 riyot, or 2 riyot, or 3 riyot, he becomes tamei. Now, what do you have to do? I'm excluding something from that. That's unique to zav, but what? Not. So either you could say it's unique to zav in riyot, but not, a yamim will not apply to a zav. I mean that only sightings will work, but over a three stretch period of 3 days, you will not be tamei as a zav. Or, I can say, 3 riyot work for a zav, but not for a zavah. In that riyot will make a zav tamei, but a zavah will have to do it over 3 days, not if she sees him in a compressed situation. It won't work. Gemara says it's more logical to exclude the zavah from riyot than to exclude the zav for yamim, because topically, what's the pasuk talking about? The pasuk's talking about riyot. The pasuk is talking about riyot. It makes sense that it's excluding something from riyot. So zav is included in riyot, and a zavah is excluded from riyot. Yamim, what are you going to do with yamim? That we have the hekesh for. The hekesh between zava and zav tells me, just like by zava can come tamei during 3 days, so to a zav can become tamei over a period of 3 days. Right, so now, leaving that little drasha aside, that gives us the reasoning of Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir says, when I have an extended period of time over which you become tamei, if I compress that period, then I should certainly become tamei. Same thing with, right, negichot. Over an extended period of time, negichot make you into muad. Then over a compressed period, right, that should also make you into a muad. The case of zavah. Zavah is an exception that is excluded from the pasuk. That's gzeirat hakatuv. Right now, Tarabanan, we have a braisa here. Ezehu muad, what's considered muad? Cho shehi idu bo shlosha yamim. Anybody, 3 days, takes a period over 3 days to become a muad. Right now, that is like in our Mishnah, that is like Rabbi Yehuda. V'tam, how do you become a tam? Shehe atinokot v'mash mishim bo v'enu nogea. How do you become a tam? If it's rehabilitated enough that it plays around with the kids, divi Rabbi Yossi. That is like the tam of Rabbi Meir, right? So that's the position of Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Shimon Omer mu'ad koshi debo shlosh pi'amim. V'lo amru shlosha yamim. Rabbi Shimon says, what, like? Who's that like? That's like Rabbi Meir in a Mishnah. To become a mu'ad, you don't need yamim, you only need re'iyot. So it's over here. Shlosh pi'amim, v'lo shlosha yamim. So that it's 3 times, just like Rabbi Meir. 3 times is enough, not 3 days. Elo l'chazara, lo amru shlosha yamim, elo l'chazara bilvat. But to reverse it, you need shlosha yamim. Who's that like? That's like Rabbi Yehuda's reversal, where you need 3 days to reverse it. So Amar Rav Nachman, Amar Rav Adar Bar Ava, halacha ki Rabbi Yehuda b'mu'ad, she Rabbi Yossi modula. Halacha is like Rabbi Yehuda and mu'ad, to make yourself a mu'ad, you need 3 days, right? V'halacha ki Rabbi Meir b'tam. And how you become a tam, how do you know you're rehabilitated? If you're playing around with the kids, halacha is like Rabbi Meir, she Rabbi Yossi modula. Because Rabbi Yossi agrees to him. I mean, Rabbi Yossi is a combination of Mu'ad of Rabbi Yehuda and Tam of Rabbi Meir. So I'm going to say, Rabbi Yehuda, Nachman, Balei Mamar, Halacha, Rabbi Meir. Bimu'ad, Sharebi Shimon Modelo. Halacha, Rabbi Yehuda, Betam, Sharebi Shimon Modelo. I mean, if you look at someone who's combining two Tamim, then you could just go to Rabbi Shimon also. Rabbi Shimon takes the Mu'ad of Rabbi Meir and the Tam of Rabbi Yehuda. So why are you passing the other way around because of Rabbi Yossi? Very good. So, I hold like Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi, Nimoko Imo. Right, that the Nimoko Imo with Rabbi Yossi is, Rashi says, Ta'amav Virayotav Imo. Rabbi Yossi always was very clear about his reasoning and his proofs and his Besorah. So therefore, Rabbi Yossi, when he appears in the Mishnah, or when he have a Psak of Rabbi Yossi, we give higher credence or higher level of tokif to such a psak. And therefore, when Rabbi Yossi gave psak to combine Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yehuda, then we take Rabbi Yossi's position that by Mu'ad, it's like Rabbi Yehuda, you need 3 days, and by Tam, it's like Rabbi Meir, that simply playing around with the kids would be enough to be a rehabilitation.
Sorry,
the word of the Rashi says that his Tamav Reyota Bimo, that he gives strong reasons for his position, and he brings good proofs to his reasoning, meaning that he both explains what his position is, and he has a strong Mitzorah, meaning that he has a very strong Mitzorah. Alright, now, just as an aside here, just to point out, this is one of the machlokos, when it comes to Mashiva Ruach, Umarito Goshem, right? And one has to say it over a period of 30 days. One says Mashiva Ruach, Umarito Goshem, roughly 90 times, it is a little more. So the question is, if one wants to say Mashiva Ruach Umarito Goshem in Tefillah, we say that after 30 days, it becomes Hergel, right? And then he can, right? Then if he makes a mistake, the assumption is that he said it correctly. So, right, the suggestion of some of the poskim is to say it or compress it down into a time and say it over 90 times. The question of whether compression helps you or not, right, is really subject somewhat to the machlokas over here. I mean, that to create a Hergel of behavior, right, is it sufficient to have Pi'amim, right, the number of times already can create a type of behavior, or is it yamim, is it days, that meaning that hergel cannot only be established over a period of time, not simply by the number of times that one repeats it. And that's why many of the poskim believe that for Mashiva Ruach, even if you repeat it 90 times or whatever you need to do to get it to, right, the same number over 30 days, that would not be sufficient. That compression does not create the hergel behavior. Hergel behavior needs to be over a period of 30 days.
And so they get the hergel behavior.
Right, fair, that's definitely a question. If you're trying to establish behavior, right, the question of whether to create a repetitive behavior versus does that establish our character, right, there might be ways that you can be mechalek, but just keep it in mind that this type of differential about establishing behavior is also applied by things like Mashiva Ruach and remembering to say Mashiva Ruach Maragoshim. Alright. Ivalu Shloshamim Dibiktani. Now that we've established that 3 days become a mu'ad, Liyudei Torah or Liyudei Gavra. Who are we trying to make into a mu'ad? Are we trying to make the shor into a mu'ad? Meaning to establish that the shor's pattern of behavior is such? Or are we trying to mi'ayt the gavra, which means, are we trying to establish that the owner should know, it should be over a period of time that the owner has enough time to understand the character and to be shomer the animal? So Mar says, the mayna kamino. What's the difference? The atu klate kite sade b'chad yoma. The behema gored over a period of 3 days, but all the edim show up in court on a single day. So with Gavi, the behema, to establish that its behavior, pattern behavior is such, we have 3 kete edim that say it over 3 days, no problem, right? That's Yudei Torah, no problem, we can make him into a mu'ad. But with the Yudei Gavra, for this Baal, this is the first time he's hearing about it. This is the first time he's being, you know, taken to court about it, so he really only has 1 day of warning, because all 3 sets of edim came on 1 day. Maybe he also needs 3 days of warning in order for him to, in his mind, establish a pattern of behavior where he has to do a higher form of shmirah. So Mar says, "Yeah, Mar Uday Torah miayed." Right? If you say that he's Uday Torah, then he would become a muad. Yeah, Mar Uday Gavra lo miayed, because it all happened on 1 day. All the edim came on 1 day. So Mar says, "Meimar Amar Hashdehu Tumfasadubi." He can say, all the edim just showed up. This is the first time I'm hearing about this. First time I'm hearing. So you can't hold me accountable yet. You have to warn me over a period of 3 days. My, what's the din? Is it Liyudei Torah or Liyudei Gavra? Tashma. Ein asher se mu'ad ad she'idu bo bifnei balim u'bifnei beisin. So you have to, when you want to make a short mu'ad, it has to be in front of the balim and in front of beisin. If you're missing either one of those factors, Beis Din or the Balim, then it doesn't become a Mu'ad. Beis Din, there's really no source for it, but it's just to establish Edus. Right? If you wanted something to be called Edus, you need a Beis Din. So for if they don't do it in front of Beis Din, it's not called Edus. So that's to start with. For Balim, we need them to be warned, right? Because the Balim have to be Shomer the animal. So if you don't tell the Balim, then there's right, you can't hold them accountable for being Shomer the animal. Actually, you do both Bifnei Beis Din or Bifnei Balim. Right, I tell you, testify before Beis Din and in front of the Balim. Hey, idu shnayim barishona, ushnayim bishniya, ushnayim bishlishit. You have three sets of edim that come and testify about each one of the goring. Each one identifies that the animal gored a single time. Harigan shlosh ediyot. You have three separate edus here. Vehein edu zeachat azama. But they're a single unit when it comes to being making them into edim zomimim. Why is that? What is edim zomimim? He says you have to do to them kasher zamam lasot achiv, like they wanted to do their friends. How do you establish that a shor is mu'ad? The only establish a shor is mu'ad if he has three different times he has gored, and they add up together to make him into a mu'ad. Any one of these edim were missing, this animal would not be a mu'ad. So only the three sets of edim together makes the bow of the shor culpable for nezek shalim. Therefore, if you come to a zama, if you want to ruin this edim, not in terms of ruining the edim to make him a mu'ad, but if you want to say that these edim were edim zomimim, and you want to do to them kasher zamam lasot, that can only be if you are mezim, all whole set, all of them together. Because each one of them individually is not strong enough to make him into a mu'ad. Each one individually did nothing. Now what happens if they come along and they say the first cat, you were with us on Monday. Right? So now, hari kan shtei ediyot, v'u patur, v'hein turim. You only have two ediyot, now you only have two gorings. The edim are patur because they didn't establish, they didn't ruin, right? I mean, they only established to be a mu'ad altogether. So the fact that we ruined one set of edim doesn't change anything here. Hu patur, and the baal is patur, because now we don't have an edua testimony that there were three gorings. Nimtei tachni azomemet, if the second one becomes zomemim, meaning you were with us on Tuesday, harikan, edut achat, there's still one edut here. Vehu patur veinturim, they're patur because again, you haven't eliminated the entire unit of edim, and he's patur because you only have one goring now, right? Nimtei tachli shizomemet, now they came and said you were with us on Wednesday, now you've ruined the whole series. Kulan chayavin, all of them become chayav. I mean, they jointly now have to pay for the fact that they changed it from Chati Nezek to Nezek Shalem. Just interesting in Rashi. Look at Rashi. Kulan Chayavim. This is Rashi over here. Kulan Chayavim. Rashi says, L'shalema Chati Nezek Shehal Hadat Nigach Shlishit Ben Kulam. Right, to pay for the additional Chati Nezek, right, that comes from the third goring. V'tzad Tamud Mishalmim Shnei Edim Achronim She'idu Alah. So for the first Chati Nezek, who pays for it? First Chati Nezek is paid for by the third set of Edim. Why? Because they were the ones who testified about the about that being a Tam. They testified about him goring, that's a Tam, he has to pay Chati Nezek anyway. So those Edim have to pay the first Chati Nezek. The second Chati Nezek, which goes, elevates it from Tam to Mu'ad, that's the three sets of Edim shared together because they together made it into a Mu'ad. When you have the Edim Zomimim here, when you make them into a Edim Zomimim, the Zomimim ruins them for the Tam part alone. The third set of Edim are ruined alone for that third set. But for the second half, for the second Chati Nezek, then all three of them were relevant, and they will pay in for it. So they'll share the cost of Chati, and the third set of Edim will do it on the third. Now, we said this before, Mu'ad is made up, we saw this in Machlokas, we'll see later on, but Nezek Shalem by Mu'ad is made up of two parts. It's made up of Chati Nezek of Tam, plus an additional Chati Nezek. That Chati Nezek of Tam is generated by the third set of Edim, they're going to be Chaya for that alone.
For the third
Nigicha. Then for the Mu'ad, the second half of that Chati Nezek is going to be shared between the three of them. What is interesting is Rashi saying it on the Shlishi. Right, exactly. So it's very interesting that Rashi doesn't say that we're talking about the Revi'it in any way, or we're not talking about right over here. It sounds like that Rashi is indicating that on the third time it would already be Chayav Nezek Shalem.
So Rashi is saying that this Tzad Ha'adah is only for what theoretically could have happened because of.
Yeah, but it has to happen. Rashi has to happen. He has to be testifying about something that did happen. It has to actually gore four times before he causes him any culpability. Mm-hmm. So the fact that he's saying it on the third time, to me, it seems like Rashi is like it before, where he said that Rava believes on the third time you are a mu'ad. Mar, but he says, no, because she's a mamna still to achieve. So Mar says, Iyamar, the Yudei Torah, Shapir. That makes sense. What if they're coming to testify, or the Nuad here has to deal with the shore itself? Why? Because if it's the shore itself, then over 3 days, it doesn't matter that all three Kateidim showed up together. But here, Eliyah Marlu de Gavra, if you say that we have to warn the Gavra, Limru Hanach Kamai, let the first set of Eidim say, Miyavi Yadina and the Batash Loshume Atuhani Umiyadile. How do I know that after 3 days that these other guys are going to show up? When the first set of Eidim showed up, they're testifying about today. Now, again, if it's to be Mihayi the Shore, it could be a condition where all three sets of Eidim show up on the same day. So the first set of Eidim is there, they know about the other two Eidim that are there, and they know that between them they're going to create a Mu'ad. On the other hand, if it's that Mi'ude Gavra, it means that they have to gore over 3 days and mourn over 3 days. The first set of Eidim can say, listen, I showed up on the first day, I just came to testify about that one thing. Right? I didn't know that two sets of Eidim are going to show up over the next 2 days. I have no idea about that. I didn't even think about making it to Mu'ad.
One comes in the morning, one comes in the morning.
Alright, so right, that's Amar Ravashi. I'm reading the Shvaita Kamehdi Ravkana. Vamrili, the Liudei Torah Minecha. Right, why is it so obvious that when you go to Liudei Torah, it's so simple? Why? Limre Harech Vachrai, Anan, Naya Dina, to call the Kai Beidina, Sudei, right, the Torah Katu. How do I know? Even the last two can say, let's debate. How do I know that the other guys who are showing up here, how do I know they're even going to come and talk about the first set of Eidim? So Anan Lukuyuve Gavra Palganiska Dinam. We came to speak about simply about the goring that we saw, and that's it. So why are you asking me, you know, about the fact that I know that these other Eidim are going to come? The way Tosfos learns over here, what does it mean? That the third set of Eidim testify first. The ones who saw the third goring, they testify first. They say, how do we know that the other two are going to come? We didn't even know that there were two other gorings when we testified. Because the others are going to come after us. So why are they going to come testify after us? They come testify after us. How do we know that we were going to make them into a mu'ad? Or, the way Rashi learns it over here, the way Rashi learns it, he said that I didn't know that all these people that were standing here, right, or I didn't know that somebody else testified about him. All we did was we showed up in court. We had no idea, right, that there was anybody else that testified about the goring. We were in a vacuum. It says we're testifying about one negicha. We have no idea about the other two negichos.
What is their claim, essentially? We testified falsely and say we only thought we were going to be costing on Chatzin.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, we're only responsible for the Chatzin. We're not responsible for the Nezik Shalem. So Gemara says, either, now this is a machlokas Tosfos and Rashi about how to read this text Gemara. I'll read according to Rashi, then we'll go back and read according to Rashi. So Rashi says, no problem. That the Eidim all are found out. All three Kati Eidim are there, and they, between them, they realize that they're going to make it into a Mu'ad. I mean, they somehow indicate to each other that they have this guy on the hook for all three, so when they testify, they're aware that there are three sets of Eidim here, and they know that they're going to make them a Mu'ad by testifying. That's one possibility, Rashi says. So Rashi says, hey, Torah, we can overcome that problem of saying that the Eidim knew about each other. Ravashi and Marcus Shabbo with Tufim. So they came one after the other. Not like David, you said, oh, what happened to come in the morning? Oh, no, here they came straight, three of them right in a row, so they don't have such a claim. Ravina Varma Kabirim Bal Hashor. That they know who the owner of the shore is, the Ema Kirim at the shore. But they don't know which one in particular. Then how do you make him into a Mu'ad? If you don't know which shore it is, how do you make him into a Mu'ad? So he says, Amri Torah Nagachna Islach Vibor Karcha. That we know that one of your shvarim is a wild shore. We don't know which one it is, but we know one of them is, right, wild. You have to take care of all your shvarim because at least one of them is wild.
What kind of
is that? Right, well there is, right. I think it's an even stronger question on Rashi, which Rashi explains why this only works according to the Yudei Torah. But the question on Rashi, the strongest question on Rashi is, why does this help? Because even if you say, meaning that you still have to identify one of the shvarim to be, I think that's right, you're asking that one of the shvarim has to be the mu'ad. Meaning that even if you say it gets mixed up with the other shvarim, at some point you have to say
three times,
right, which I think is a difficulty. Rashi never addresses that, and I think that's a difficulty in Rashi's shot. Tosfos over here asks that question right away. He says you have to identify the shore. So identifying the shore, he says one of two things happened. Either they knew which shore it was and they forgot afterwards, or they saw the shore and then it got mixed up with other shvarim. Meaning there are ways that they could have at one point known that it was the same shore that they were all talking about, but then it eventually got mixed up and now they're unable to identify the particular shore anymore. So there is, you can come up with this situation. Now Tosfos reads this Gemara, not like Rashi. Right? Tosfos reads the Gemara that this is a rejection of the position we have above. The position we had above was, it works well for
Yudei Torah,
not for Yudei Gavra. These answers are answers for Yudei Gavra. This shows, this is what Tosafot says. These all work. When you have this, you can even have Yehudei Gavra. Right? What happened? Yehudei Gavra, Tosafot says, Kamaram Zeim Muzei. It's again that they all came on the same day afterwards. And then they identify one by one, they testify over 3 days, meaning that they do it over a 3 day period. That they know each other, that they're gonna, they all have the knowledge, but they only testify over a period of time. Or the Shabaru Tzufim, again, that they came, right, one after the other. Again, Tosafot is gonna learn that what, they came one after the other, tells me that they knew about it, they knew about each other, somehow they knew about each other, or B'Makir and Balashor. All these, according to Tosafot, are cases where they knew somehow that the others were going to testify, and therefore the excuse of saying that we didn't know or we couldn't have happened later on is gone because of this. That's why Tosafot says the Gemara, therefore leaves the Gemara inconclusive, whether it's Yehudei Gavra or Yehudei Torah. According to Rashi, this Gemara is supporting heavily the position of Yehudei Torah. Now it says in Bible, I'm Shasek, Kalbo, Shokavero, Kavero, one who sticks or incites his friend's dog on his friend, meaning on a third party, not on himself. Mal, Mishaseh Badai Patur. The Gemara says that the one who incited is clearly Patur, as Rashi says over here, Grama bin Zikin Patur, we saw this yesterday. Bala Kelev Mai. What about the dog? The owner of the dog, is he Chayav here? Mi Amrinim Matiamale Anama Avizna Lei. What did I do? Well, dear Malay, came in the Adas of the Kabakar, the Mishasi Lei. Right, that, or may know, since you know that your dog can be incited, or he was inciting your dog, you shouldn't have left him around. Should have taken your dog home, locked him up, because you know he's incitable. Right, Amar Rabbi Zeira Tashma. V'tam she'a tinokot, mish mash mishimbo, ve'enu nogeach. How do you become a tam in our Mishnah? It's when the kids are playing with it, and it still doesn't go out and gore. The Rashi, or the way the Gemara is learning this case now, is that the kids are inciting the shore. There are cases where the kids are inciting the shore, and the shore doesn't get angry. But man, Hanogea, had it gotten angry and gored, Chayav, it would have been Chayav. So despite the fact that the kids were the one who incited the shore, and it went and gored someone else, we're going to hold the Bala Shore responsible. So if that's the case, what? You have a proof here that the Bala Kelev should be, right? The Bala Kelev should be Chayav. So my says, Amar Bayim, Yitzkani Nagah Chayav. It doesn't say in the Mishnah that if it gored, it would be Chayav. Dilma Hanagah, Lo Avitam. All the mission's addressing is whether he's Yatam or Mu'ad, not whether he's Chayav or not, right? That, you're asking culpability, that's a different question. All the mission addresses is what level of culpability does he have. So over there, maybe the mission would think he's Patur if he's no Gaf. He just won't become a Tam then. He's still a Mu'ad if he's incited by the kids and goes and gores. But that Gicha itself, that goring itself, he won't be obligated in it. Just when we remain a Mu'ad. Tashma, this is what we had yesterday, in yesterday's Mar, Shisabo Atakel, Shisabo Nachaz, he incites a dog or a snake. Right, and then it goes and bites someone. Patur, my la patur mishaseh chayav balakelev. Right, what are you referring? Who's patur? The insider is patur, but the owner of the snake or the dog, right, is chayav. Love, ema patur. Say that he is patur, and it's af mishaseh. That when we say it's patur mishaseh, right? I'm sorry. So when we say patur mishaseh, means af patur. That even the insider is patur, but the balakelev is certainly patur. I mean, that the only one that we even thought should be Chayav here is the Mishaseh, the insider, because he's the one who caused the problem. But the Bala Kelev certainly is Patur. So Amar Rava, Imtim Tulao Merchant, the Mishaseh, Kalbo, Shal, Chavero, Bechavero, Chayav. The Rava says, now, if you say that when you incite your friend's dog onto someone else, you stick him onto someone else, you are Chayav. Right, now, Pravgo just paskin, right, that you are Chayav. The insider is Chayav. Shisohu be'atmo Patur. What happens if you incited the dog on yourself? You were making fun of the dog and then the dog bit you. Right? Why? So he says, you're patur there. My time. This is a principle we established before. Right? This is a principle we established. We had a machlokes before about this. And if one, it makes, if something is already different, someone does an unusual behavior, and you come in and do this or generate that behavior through another unusual act, then you are patur. It's like a double negative, it's a double shinoi. Right, the Bala Kelev here will be patur. Why? Number one, it's unusual for a Kelev to go and bite this person. That's out of the ordinary. Number two is, right, this person who's waving a red flag in front of the dog, who's inciting the dog, it's also not normal behavior. So the two of them combined together will be, makes the Bala Kelev patur because he incited it onto himself. Plus, right, he did something, caused the dog to do something unusual, and he was doing something unusual. So I'm there, Papa the Rehova, Itmar, Mish made the Reish Lakish Kavateh. Reish Lakish holds like you. We had this before that the Machokis, we had a position of Reish Lakish, where the Amar Reish Lakish, they parul b'shut Rabim. You have two oxen, two cows that are in the shut Rabim. Achad Rubutzav, Achad Malechet. One of them is crouched down, laying down. One of them is standing up. Ubiyatam Alechet, the Rubutzav. The walking one kicks the one that's laying down. Two rats. Right, then he's patur. Why? Because number one, it's unusual for an animal to kick. Biyatah, to kick is unusual. Plus, that animal lying down in Rishut Rabin is also unusual. So you have two shinuyim, patur. Revuta mimalechet chayev. On the other hand, if the one who's laying down kicks the one that's walking, that is chayav. Why? Why you chayev it? Because the revuta is unusual, but the fact that he's kicking someone that's walking, walking is normal behavior in Rishut Rabin. So when he's walking in Rishut Rabin and he kicks him, there's only one shinuy here. That becomes Karen, Karen, you're chayav, chatzi nezek for Karen.
So the two shinuyim have to be from the two parties.
Right.
Can't be one part. One
no, the fact that the revutza kicks, with these revutza, it's not relevant to what the damage that he's doing. Right, the kicking is the only damage part. Amalei, ana b'ayi chiyuva mechayvina. Says, no, I disagree with Reish Lakish over there, and I would be mechayav. Why? Ki eis lach v'shut l'skuya alai. Says, when you have permission to kick me or to walk on me, that's a step on me. Even if I'm laying down with Shutra Abim, right, that's something unusual. So if I'm doing something unusual, if you walk on me or you step on me, that will be considered okay, then you won't have to pay me. But if your animal goes in and kicks me, that doesn't matter what I'm doing with Shutra Abim. That's so unusual, right, that you can't blame me because I was laying down that caused the kick. It was the animal kicked. If he wanted to, he could have just walked on me. The fact that he kicked, already I'm going to make you chayav, and there's no two shinuyim here. So that's Rabbi's Rabbi's is that in the case of Reish Lakish, I will make him chayav, but in the case of Mishaseh, he will be patur. By Mishaseh, you have two shinuim, and then he'll be patur. Over here, there's really only one shinuy, which is the kicking. So the fact that I'm Rabbuta is not relevant to you. Rabbuta is relevant if you want to step on me. It's not relevant if you want to kick me. If you do biut, hey, that's not relevant when I'm standing or sitting. Either way, you're going to kick me. If you're going to kick me, already that is, you should be chayav in that instance. Okay, now just quickly we'll get through the Mishnah, and then we'll continue tomorrow. Shura mazik b'shuta nizak, kesad. How is a shura do damage to b'shuta nizak? Nagak, right, he did, he gored, nagaf, he bumped, neshach, he bit, rabat, he's crushed it, he sat on a b'et, or he kicked it. These are all toldos of Karen. B'shuta rabbi mishalem chatzi nezek. In b'shuta rabbi mifar Karen you pay chatzi nezek. B'shuta nizak, when it comes to the property nizak, Rabbi Tarfon omer nezek shalem. He saw this before, Rabbi Tarfon believes you pay full. Chamei omerim chatzi nezek, you still pay chatzi nezek, you do b'shuta rabbi by a tam. When it comes to Rishut Rabim, Shein and Regal are Turim, Shu Patur. When it comes to Rishut Nizak, Shein and Regal pay full amount of Nezek. Magom Sheikh Mir la Karen Rishut Rabim Shalem Chazi Nezek, in Rishut Rabim Karen paid Chazi Nezek, in Udijanach Mir la Rishut Nizak, Shalem Nezek Shalem. Certainly, in the Chazar Nizak, you should pay full Nezek, right? The Mar says, I'm a Lota, Yoda, Pomenez, and Leo, Kiddy Dome. But when you learn in a Kaaba Karma, you can't make it more chamor from the thing you're learning. You're learning it from Karen, which is Chatzin Ezek, which is Arbim, into Rishut Anizak. You can't make it more than Chatzin Ezek. Mar Rishut Anizak, Chatzin Ezek, Ar Rishut Anizak, Chatzin Ezek. Amar Lam, Afani Lo Adun, Karen Mi Karen. I didn't learn Karen from Karen. So we'll have to see what the Gemara means about that in the end. But first of all, Rabbi Tarfon doesn't hold of Dayo. We'll see that in the Gemara. But he's saying, according to you who do hold of Dayo, you can still say, I'm learning, not learning Karen from Karen. Ani Adun, Karen Mi Regel. I'm learning Karen out of Regel. By Karen Baregel, Mama Kum Shekel Lashim Baregel Bishudarim, Yechmir, Bikaren. There is Machmir Karen, Makum Shechmir Lashim Baregel Bishudan Zak, in the Dirish Machmir Bikaren. So I'm Rulo, Tayola Vominadin, the Otsinidon. No, it still has Dayo. Why? Because you're still learning it out. Mabishudarim Chazinezek, Abishudan Zak, Chazinezek. That we'll see in the Gemara, what the interchange or how it changed to the second case and why the Rabbanan still believe it's Dayo. Stop over here and we'll continue with the Rabbi Tarfon's position tomorrow.